Jasmine.
Hi, Hannah.
Hello.
He's not on yet.
I see.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Please join me in saying the Anna Bakoa. Anna Bakoa, Gedula Chimincha, Tati, Kimmel Yutak Sabi Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Saharain No Bra Ufre Shayan Dintet Nun Nagibor Dor Shechudha Nun Gimel Dalet, Yud Kaf Shin. Barchem Tacharem, Rachamei Sidkatcha, Tami Gamlem. Betet Reish, Sadi Tav Gimel. Asin Kadosh, Birov Tuvcha, Nael. Kufet tet nunayan yachid ge'e lamcha penei zofrei kedushata yitgimalamed ezayan kuf shavatenu kabel ushma tziakatenu yodea da Shinkufav, Dadiyuta. The letters of the month of Tevet. The Bet that created the planet Shabtai, the planet Saturn, and the Ayin that created the constellation Gedi, the goat, the astrological sign of Capricorn. Together, the Ayin and the Bet have a gematria of 72, which connects us to the Sephirah of Chokhmah, of wisdom. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. Now we're going to separate between the right column energy and the left column energy, between the male energy and the female energy. And we're going to utilize the 13 attributes of wisdom to accomplish this. Adonai Yoheh Waheh. Adonai Yoheh Waheh. El Rachum Vechanum. Erech Apayim. Verav Chesed Ve'emet. Notse chesed la'alafim, notse awon wafesha, v'chata'av v'nakeh. We're now going to read verses from the Tanakh that connect to the energy of various years. We're going to start with this year of 5777, the year of the goat, the year of the wake-up. There are two verses that connect to this energy. One is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Tzod saduni katzipor o yavai hinam. If we take the first letter of these words, we are able to parse that into three Hebrew words. Tzatz ki as, which translates as appear like brothers. And if we take the final letters of the words of the verse, we're able to permutate it into two Hebrew words, Dir Yam, which is translated as a sea of tenants. The second verse that connects to the energy of the year of the goat is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. And this verse has the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion, concealed within it. Each letter is separated by seven letters. Kim ba Adonai Yohewahe Elohechem Hadevaku Kasher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh. The year 5776 is the year of the pause. And we have two verses that connect to that as well. The first we're going to read is 2 Chronicles, chapter 29, verse 34. Raka Kohanim Hayu Limat Velo Yachlu Lehavshit Et Kol Haolot Vayachaskum Achechem Alvim Ad kilot hamlacha v'ad yitkadshu hakohanim ki halevim yishrei levav lehitkadesh mehakohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter of each word, we're able to parse it or permute it into eight names of God. Adonai Yohe Wahe La La He Wa 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 Yo La Yo Wa La Me Hey 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 Aka A Rekaha. The second verse to connect to the year of the pause is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bichu ba'adonai yohewahe ade'ad ki b'ya yohe adonai yohewahe tzur olamim. The energy of the year 5775 is to swallow death forever. There are three verses to connect to that energy. One is Job, chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishem imeni lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. A second is 1 Samuel, chapter 23, verse 23. Uru, uru. Mikol ha-machavu-iyam, asher yidchabei sham v'shavtem, elai el nachon, v'halakti itchem, v'chayayim yeshno v'aretz v'chipasti, oto b'kol alfei Yehuda. And the third is a verse from Job, chapter 20, verse 7. Pegelo lanetzach yoved roav yomru ayo the year 5774, connects to the energy of peace in the Middle East. There's only one verse that connects to that energy, and that is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom liyami li Israel untati vishakan takta vilo yirgaz od vilo yosifu bene avlal anoto kasher barishona. We're now going to scan the 72 names of God. And the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. And the Tzaddikim that left?
Malka.
On this day of the 15th day of Tevet, the day of the full moon, the Amora, the Matir Risha, Bar Pekud of Bavel, Rabbi Raphael of Bershed, Rabbi Chaim Mordechai Rosenbaum of Natvorna, and the eighth verse of the Anna B'Koach, we say in a whisper. I'm getting quite a bit of static, so I would appreciate if you'd mute your phones. Our handout, you mute your phones by pressing star 6. And if you want to ask a question or make a comment, you just press star 6 a second time. Today's class is a Zohar class. And it's for the Parasha of Vayechi. And we are going to read section 4. We have skipped section 3, which is only 3 verses long. And if we have time tonight, we'll go back and pick it up. If we don't have time tonight, it's recommended that you read section 3 by yourself and read the commentary, because it is... it's an important section. You can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in row 1, the right-hand column. When that page opens up, scroll down to the last parasha in the book of Genesis, which is Vayechi. And we're starting in section 4 with Pasuk 39. And we'll start with Olashem Yehud. Olashem Yehud, Kudshabar Ihu, Ishkin Te, Bithilu, Urchimud, Hilud, Hilu, Urchimu, Priyakta, Lishem Yud, He, Bavav, He, Bihuda, Shilim, Bishem, Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, Lasok Torah Mitzvah, Vayahino Amadunai Eloheinu Alenu Maasei Adenu Konane Alenu Maasei Adenu Konanehu. Rabbi Yosei Patas Ui Amar Wechaya Yom Echad Hu Yivada Leha Hashem Lo Yom Velo Laila Wechaya Le'et Erev Yihye Or Rotel Memar Terein Me'arv Ein Bishin Diatan Livno Hi Lemechewei Begaluta Biara Sanehu Hon Bila Yistake Behon Kama Shanin Sagin Alchovehon Bekushta Ake Yisnach Yaton Beara Sanehon Beisa Benaihu Diara Lehon Bishini Lein Beyad Ber Lehon Leara Tav Keferusha Dikra Rabbi Yosei opened the discussion with the verse, but it shall be one particular day which shall be known as Hashem's, neither day nor night, but it shall come to pass that at evening time there will be light. He started explaining the verse, and he took Ephraim and Manasseh, but explained no further. The Zohar explains the words of Rabbi Yosei, saying that he wishes to say the two evils will befall the children of Jacob. They will be in exile in the land of their enemies, this being the aspect of Ephraim and Manasseh. And two, he will not look at them many years on account of their sinning against truth, and so will abandon them in the land of their enemies. Eventually, he would take their children, to whom these two evils befell, and conduct them to the good land, as the verse says. And he took Manasseh and Ephraim, to wit he will take them, to whom the two evils befell, and conduct them to their good land. My commentary. The verse from Zechariah is describing the final day, which represents the Armageddon War. This prophecy explanation is that the children of Israel will experience two difficult aspects to cleanse what needs to be cleansed. One is exile, and one is Hashem will forget them. These come from the two names of Joseph's children, Manasseh, which relates to exile, and Ephraim, which relates to forgetfulness. The Chofetz Chaim teaches that this experience is a process that commenced at the beginning of World War I and continues to today and tomorrow. This is why so many Orthodox rabbis call for a return to the land of Israel. Yet the words in this pasuk is conduct them to the good land. In my opinion, this is what will happen to all who died in the Shoah and have reincarnated. There will be a restoring of a Torah government in the land of Israel, and that is what is meant by the good land. This is my understanding of the teachings of Rabbi Ashlag. By studying Kabbalah wherever you are in the world, we will bring that Torah government into the land of Israel without strife and without war, through peaceful means. This is how the two aspects of prophecy can become reconciled. No, this is just my opinion. Pasuk 40. Wahawa tereri bravan sagin malyayum. Hawa metarkan tichot karse yikara diapat rofa. Di Israel mekilata chamisha'a bedil diyachon. Begaluta kol idana chaden viara tenashe yadon viara shanehon. There were two great and exalted ministers who were knocking under the throne of glory of Israel's chieftain. The fifth measure, to cause them to remain in exile for as long as they need, from the aspect of Ephraim, and worse, that he would forget them in the land of their enemies, which is the aspect of Manasseh. My commentary. Learn the spiritual truth well. What happens in the physical world is what needs to happen for the benefit of all people. The above pasuk, in my opinion, is describing the conflict between two spiritual chieftains of the two nations that will remain as the unified whole earth is in conflict. These spiritual angels will delay the return until all people will be cleansed sufficiently. Pasuk 41. Vutirain tip mikilatan, vitrain safin, nafakhadal malel lekabel, ribon alma, viahev lea, rishudi malel, kolman divae vechaze be Israel mingisa. Adal migzar v'chon b'Yisrael ta'yivkun min galuta b'din avachat chon u'min gisa acharina ra'al migzar alechon b'dil chovechon. Tamaru alayhu bisha sagia ha dalad mekilatan wila hawa bechon mekilata chamisha apatron pa to Israel ma umalilu kadiru. The translation. These two ministers are two attributes, each containing two aspects, to which each is divided into two attributes. He explains one attribute came and spoke before the master of the universe and was given permission to say what it liked. On the one hand, it saw it should be decreed that Israel should come out of exile due to their father's merit. But the other hand, it saw they deserved to be sentenced to remain in exile for their sins, for the accusers said great evil things about them. There are four attributes in all. For each of the ministers, the two attributes contains two aspects, to wit, one for and one against. But they did not have the fifth attribute, Israel's chieftain, and they spoke as they pleased. The two ministers spoke now for and now against, for they had not the fifth attribute, which turns all into merit. My commentary. The fifth attribute is teshuvah. This is why the exile takes so many years. We do not do teshuvah, or we have not done teshuvah as of yet. and we do not give sufficient tzedakah, which substitutes for teshuvah, according to the Kabbalists. Pasuk 42. Adimata levat hom makilata chamisha'a wahawa bekar se yikara min shema kadisha v'amar al benohi di Yisrael tavila hawo Ratyan Tirain Makilatan Kamaita Limalala Kameya Padin Makilata Kamisha'a Deit Metal Lalelia Unpachlin Hora Dilhon Viad Patach Wechaya yom echad hu yivada la Hashem lo yom velo laila v'haya v'eterev yiyeh or the translation. Then the fifth attribute arrived, which will be revealed at the end of correction, to be upon the throne of glory of the Holy Name. It would say good things about Israel, and the two first measures would no longer be afraid to speak before him good things about Israel, as they were before. For the fifth attribute, which was considered the rule of the night, now came out to shine upon them. Therefore Rabbi Yossi opened the discussion, saying, but it shall be one particular day which shall be known as Hashem's, neither day nor night, but it shall come to pass that at evening time there will be light. My commentary. After the chaos comes blessing is the meaning of the final sentence, meaning after the chaos we will realize that this chaos is our blessing. Just as the servant who was whipped by the substitute master was given a golden coin for each strike of the whip, and then cried to his wife, if only they had given me more strikes of the whip. Pasuk 43. Tanina vayikra Elokim laor yom lechach sho v'lach oshech kara laila v'tatam amar v'choshech al penei tichom v'kashya dideya adideya ata ribi Elazar le Rabbi Shimon avo ואל הבא מרימי, דאל בבראשית, עד בבדורות, פרה ידלד בבדלד, אחד צווה למימר, ודשמיה יהלביה, רוח חכמה, עד הקלהווה, Minda mahu choshech, kam Rabbi Elazar, un shach yedo davo. The translation, and we have learned that the verse, and Elohim called the light day, and the darkness he called night, means that the nukva of Zeranpin called darkness and also called night receives from day, which is Zeranpin. It is also said, and darkness was on the face of the deep, to wit, darkness is a klipa, not pertaining to holiness. The verses contradict each other. Rabbi Elazar came to his father, Rabbi Shimon, and said to him, "My father and master, what is the meaning of this contradiction?" And he replied to him, "From the beginning up to the sixth generation, the secret of Chesed, Gevura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, and Yesod of Zeranpin, he created one Yud-Heh Vav-Heh, which is the secret of Bina." And he explains, "This refers to the secret of Vav of the name Yud-Heh Vav-Heh, Zeranpin, upon which Bina conferred the spirit of Chachma. Therefore, until then, darkness was not known at all." And Rabbi Elazar rose and kissed his father's hands. My commentary. This pasuk explains that true desire only comes in the fourth phase, Malchut, and not in Zeranpin. Pasuk 44. Kam Rabbi Abba Ushal Mai Hoshech Istacharu Havraya Bila Matu Tamato Mai Disha Alu Avadu Ovada Umata Kala Min Kadam Ribo Alma Bilha Kira Eretse Fata Wigomer Salmavet Bilo Sidarim Watofa Kimo Fel Gehinom Mikame Deit Bere Alma Hawaganez Lirashiaya Wav Dlehon Bechayavaya Dihon kad yaved elaha yati lein ki hine ahoshech yikase eretz v'arafel liumim v'alayich yizrach Hashem ukvodo alayich yerae Zaka'a Ukehon di Israel Dekucha Barichu Labara Lehonda Ashre Ha'am Shekaka Lo Ashre Ha'am Shehashem Elohav. The translation. Rabbi Abba rose and asked, "What is darkness?" The friends turned around. To wit, they sought hard for an answer, but did not arrive at an answer to his question. They did something, namely a certain meditation, and a voice from before the master of the universe resounded this verse, "A land of gloom as darkness itself, and of the shadow of death without any order, and where the light is as darkness." This darkness means Gehinom, for even before the world was created, it was stored for the wicked. From this they understood that darkness is Gehinom. Woe to the wicked who will abide in this darkness, when Elohim will do all this as it says, "And for behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and the gross darkness the peoples. But Hashem will rise upon you, and his glory shall be seen upon you. Happy is the portion of Israel, that the Holy One, blessed be He, did not create the darkness for them. Happy is that people, that is it, that is in such a case. Happy is that people whose Elohim is Hashem." My commentary. Happy are the children of Israel who are required to reincarnate to experience the opportunity to do more mitzvot rather than be cleansed within Gehinnom. That is the end of section 4. Are there any questions? We'll now be looking at section 3. Which commences with Pasuk 36. Vayehi achar hadivarim aile vayomer Leyosef hine avicha chole vigomer matnitin Amar Rabbi Hizkia La ta kira li ashbu ani anan Yavad ela ata kira Li at yamad yehve Besof galuta Kol ilen lesof minyana Teit mene tzave lememar Teyete mishicha Vayema leya avuch divish mayayo Behel sit lizvar apach safin Laki tzadim shicha yerava min eloha Tishmaya deyesav Bireya liaskiyu Begaluta umidat neshiyu Behod nashe yaton kucha brichu Bechovechon bekushta The translation. And it came to pass after these things that one told Joseph, Behold, your father is sick. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Hizkiah said that the verse does not teach us what Joseph did, but brings before us the events at the end of exile, at the end of the set time, at the end of the sixth millennium. The verse says that Mashiach, the secret of Joseph, will come and say to him, Your Father in heaven makes haste to welcome you. Who looks to the end of Mashiach? Your father is sick means he is worried and in haste. And he took with him Manasseh and Ephraim means, may it please Elohim in heaven to receive his children who increased and multiplied. The Hebrew word is paru, in exile, for which they are called Ephraim, and their sins forgotten because of the exile, the secret of their being called Manasseh, which is derived from the word forgetfulness. The Hebrew word is Nishia. For the Holy One, blessed be He, truly forgot their transgressions. My commentary. After reading this pasuk, a student of Kabbalah could have many questions. Did you? Who is the one that told Joseph is one question. Another is what makes this belong to the end of days when we are told every verse in the Tanakh applies to every person in every generation. Who is the hymn that Mashiach ben Yosef will tell, Behold, your father is sick? Can you see some other questions to ask? Pasuk 37. Kadata Rabbi Abba Amar Lav Lid Rasha Katina Chasho Raza Demilta Yosef Hashem Li Ben Acher Kit Parishna Leila Hashemeya Kadisha Be Yosef Yud He Vav Yomar Havuch Mare Alma Diate Lemebad Tavali Vreya Deivkun Min Galuta Dilchon Diyat Larae Bekushtach Ribua Yudalad Bab Dalad Echad Yaved Yatach Viade Tete tu matronita liatra. The translation. When Rabbi Abba came, he said he came not to discourse on the verse, but to explain its mystery. He said the secret of this matter is very important, as that of the verse. Hashem shall add, the Hebrew word is Joseph, to me another son. As we explained in relation to that verse, the holy name written is in Joseph, to wit that the three-lettered name, Yud-Heh-Vav, will say to him, hear your father, the master over the world to come, the secret of Zeranpin with the Mohin of the Supernal Bina, called the world that is coming, wishes to do good for his children, so they may come out of exile. But if you do not favor your truth, because you find that they do not merit it, here is a four-lettered name, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, to set you right, and then we'll favor it for the Shekhinah to return to her place. My commentary. We learn from this pasuk that at the end times, the world can experience a strict judgment as expressed by the name Yud-Heh-Vav, meaning the Armageddon War. Or we can experience Hashem's mercy from the name Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. Pasuk 38. Tiyavah Tana inun retikin Dilela vial Elohim Beal Abraham Avahan Shoke Alma Titain Emet Leako Chesuli Abraham Tana Diete Meshicha. The translation. For the fathers are the supernal charity, chariot for the holy name on high. As it is written, and Elohim went up from Abraham, which means he was riding on him. It is also written, you shall show truth to Jacob, grace which is chesed to Abraham. Thus Jacob was a chariot to Tiferet, called truth, and Abraham a chariot to Chesed. And we learn that by the unison of the one, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, the Mashiach will come. My commentary. Rabbi Ashlag, in my opinion, expressed a mistake. Jacob is a chariot to Tiferet called beauty, while Jacob is a chariot to Yesod called truth. Truth expresses judgment, while chesed expresses mercy. How does one sweeten judgment? By unifying the four-letter name through teshuvah. That is the end of our section. Does anyone have any questions? The classes for this coming week. Saturday evening, Motzi Shabbat, at 6 o'clock West Coast time, we will have a third meal to strengthen your immune system at 6 o'clock. And at 7 o'clock, a Zohar class to deal and strengthen and understand Bezrat Hashem, the Parasha of Shemot. At 7 o'clock, that will be the Parasha of Shemot, the Zohar class. Sunday at 10:30 West Coast time, we will be having a class on a meditative discussion called a book written by Rabbi Chaim Vital on the teachings of the Ari. The name of the book is the Sharei HaKavanah, or HaKavanot. It's one of the eight gates that is so prevalent in the Kabbalah. It's never been published in English until now. It will be a series of classes, but we may have to interrupt it for our preparations for the Tu B'Shvat, as well as for the idea of the Shekelim, as well as for Purim. We will see how far we get. At 2 o'clock, we will have a class for the second part of Binding by Striking, basic class number 6. At Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, we will have our mini Zohar classes at 4:30. All times are West Coast times. At 7 o'clock West Coast time, we will have on Monday a class for an essay in Rabbi Ashlag. And Tuesday at 7 o'clock, a class in the Tikkuni Zohar. And Wednesday at 7 o'clock, our question and answer series. Thursday at 4:30, we will have an advanced reincarnation class. And at 7 o'clock, a second Zohar class for the Parasha of Shemot. I wish everyone a beautiful Shabbat Shalom. I wish you well, as well as Shalom to all. If there are no questions, I will wish you all a beautiful Shabbat and a good week. Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom.